USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Texas officials are critical of the snowstorm crisis that's going on in the South. Here's the state's agricultural commissioner, Sid Miller, on Fox.
There's no excuse, you know. Us Republicans, we run Texas. It's on our shoulders. We messed up. I'll just admit it.
Most of the state now has the electricity restored, but the big problem now is no water. The extended freeze has ruptured pipelines, and those who do have water are ordered to boil it.
We've got repairs to make. We've got weatherization issues. We've got to make sure that people have food and water.
That's Texas Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia speaking to reporters as she helps out at a food bank in Houston. In northern Oregon, the National Guard has been deployed after a week of snow and ice has trapped people inside with no power. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal agents have charged 9 so-called Oath Keepers with conspiracy, accusing them of spending months planning an attack on the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to halt the certification of President Biden's election win. The Justice Department leveled charges at 6 more Oath members of the Oath Keepers. They charged 3 others earlier in the investigation. Prosecutors said the 9 defendants worked together for months before the January 6th attack to coordinate plans, including shared transportation to Washington, D.C., and gathering before in the lobby of a Virginia hotel. Some of the members also allegedly discussed keeping a cache of weaponry outside the city. Authorities have arrested and charged more than 200 people for their roles in the January 6th attack, which left 5 people dead, including Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Also, 2 other police officers who were at the Capitol during the attack died of suicide in the days following. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A country superstar is revealing a big secret about a radio superstar. With more, here's USA's Val Dior.
Radio host Rush Limbaugh passed earlier this week after a long battle with cancer. After the news of his death came out, many on the left bashed the conservative trailblazer and celebrated his death. However, country star John Rich of Big and Rich decided to celebrate Limbaugh's generosity. He revealed that the talker donated $100,000 to St. Jude Research Hospital to help Rich while on Celebrity Apprentice back in 2011. The only catch, Rush wanted it to be kept a secret, and it was until now. John Rich through social media says his friend will be missed and added, hashtag RIP Rush Limbaugh. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
There's been another recall due to faulty airbags. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Ford is recalling more than 150,000 vehicles in North America, saying faulty airbags that can explode and hurl shrapnel. The dangerous devices contain the volatile chemical ammonium nitrate, which creates a small explosion to inflate the airbags. However, the chemical can deteriorate over time in high heat and humidity, causing the metal canister that encases it to explode. Many Ford models are involved, mainly from the years 2004 through 2012. Owners of the affected vehicles will be notified next month. You may also contact Ford for more information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.